Till the first tenth left.
First tenth.
Davchet. Hold on, Davchet. Hold. Davchet.
Davchet on top of it. You're holding Davchet on Rav.
We're getting in the middle of the Shiloh. We brought down a locha from Yabishua, but from Nochum Hamodai. He was the one that said, Sher Lodim Tzrocha B'Shemei Atfila. The question is, when you're saying Shimon Esrei, where is the best place for a person to ask for his own private needs? So he said you could say it in Shimei Atfila. Now the Gemara is saying, in real it's a machlokes, when should we do this? Before we say the Shimon Esrei, or after we say the Shimon Esrei? So Gemara says like this, everybody holds, less Gemara was, Kedarash Rev Simloi. Kedarash Rev Simloi. L'yerlam yisad d'rodim shvosen les gemara gena zayinim abeiz, the bottom gemara. Rem Sabloi said, L'yerlam yisad d'rodim shvokha shomokom, first you should give praises to Hashem, v'yakakach yispalu, and then we say the Shimon Esrei, like we do really the first three brochis of Avos and Gvuros, we're praising Hashem, and then we say after Chorin Lodim Das, we ask for ourselves. Now, Minon, how do we know this from? V'maisha Rabbeinu. The Siva says by Moshe, Hashem Elokim Atach Loitz Laharis is Atach Hazdavach. He talks about the greatness of Hashem, and then after that he says of Siv Basri. Says after this, Ever Nov Era Esar Tatoivo. Please let me go to Eretz Yisrael to see Eretz Yisrael. So after Moshe first praised Hashem, then he asked for his famous Bakosha, let me go to Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua Savar Yalfinim and Moshe. Everybody learns out from Moshe. Just like by Moshe, first he was Mesadeh Shvachoi, then he said his tefillah, that's the way we do it. Reb Lazar Sovar, lo yafinim Moshe. We do not learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shani Moshe, the Rav Gavrayu. Moshe was a great person. Moshe was close to Hashem. So he was able really to praise Hashem truly. So for him it was fit to first praise Hashem and then ask for Bakoshes. But he also, a normal person is not that close. We can't go straight to praise Hashem. We have to first ask, where like Rashi says, right, his domestic yura looks like a balgaiva, like horniness. So yeah, that's his shita. However, the locher is, the chomer and the chomer say, loike dirizeb, loike dirizeb. Not like neither of them. El or rather, sher lodim tzrocha v'shemei tefillah. A person has a right to ask for his own needs by the bracha of shemei tefillah. In other words, the whole Shimon Esrei really is mainly shvach, praises to Hashem. And in Shemei Tefillah, that's where a person asks for his own needs. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha, what's Halacha? Sholav Zorcha B'Shemei Tefillah. It's in parentheses, we'll soon see why. Om Rav Yehuda B'Rei Rav Shmuel B'Shelis, B'Shemei D'Rav. Afal Pi Shom, even though it was said, Sholadim Zorcha B'Shemei Tefillah, a person has a right to ask for his own personal needs when he's saying the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah, Av Limbo Loima B'Soif Ko Bracha Bracha, Me'ein Ko Bracha Bracha Eimer. If he wants to, at the end of every bracha, let's say after Chorin Lodim Das, the person is missing wisdom, he forgets a lot, he wants to ask for his own seichel, his own mind, so he's allowed to ask from it at the end of that bracha. Before you say the bracha Torah at the end of the bracha, you're allowed to ask for your own personal das, or your own personal refuah, or your own personal panosa. Throughout every bracha, you're allowed to put your own few words in there, what you're asking for yourself. And the place is before you end off the baruch. Like if you want to say Rafeinu, before you say Kiel Melech Roif and Emen Rachem on Oto, here you put in what you want to say, and then you say Baruch Atu Hashem Rofe Chol Yam Yisrael. And we'll see we pass it like this also. And Amar Rav Chi, right? We'll soon have three options. We'll soon say Amar Rav Chi Barashi Amar Rav. Afal pi shomru sher lodim tzrocha v'shemei tefillah. Mashma, this everybody holds that during the bracha of shemei or shema koleinu, if you want to ask for your own needs, you're allowed to. But he says even though that's permissible, im yesh lechol v'tech beisoy, if you have a sick person in your house, ayim v'bracha shalem, in the bracha of rufeinu, you're allowed to stick in and put in your own bakosha, asking refuah for your own person that's sick in the house. Someone needs more money, he needs parnosa. When you're saying the bracha, baruch aleinu, at the end you say, baruch shenasenu kashonam hatevois, there you can add in as much as you want to ask for your own parnosa. Now, Omer Yeshua ben Levi, afal pi shom, even though it was said, sher lodim tzrocha b'shemei tefillah, a person has a right to ask for his own needs during shemei tefillah, av limbo loimer, achat tefillosai, if after you finish Shimon Esrei, this is the third option, After you say the bracha, bracha to Hashem, or bracha salmi Yisroel b'shalom, some people then say yil rotzim, and then we say l'kain etzor. Now during this l'kain etzor, or at the end of it, before you say yil rotzim a second time, if you say a second time, that's the place where you can add as much as you want, and as long as you want. And here you can add in, afilu kesedi yom ha-kippur oimer. Even if you want to add in all the bakoshes that we say in Yom Kippur, all the tshuva, the eslichas that we say then, the vidu we say then, if you want to, you can add it in at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So really, these are the three options we have, and all three are brought down l'alocha. A person has somebody sick in the house, when you are saying the bracha Rufeinu, you can add in his name, ask the bakosh of him. If you want to, you can wait when you say the bracha Shemeh Tfilah, and add in then a whole list of anything you want, even brachas that are not mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei. And the third option you have is, after you finish the bracha, HaMavarach HaSalmi Yisroel B'Shalom, then during the L'Kayim Mitzar, then you could say as much as you want. Halacha is brought down, really, it depends upon how fast you daven. If you're a person, there's no problem, you're finished by the time the Shef Tziva is about to say Kedusha, that you'll have no problems answering, then you can take the first two options. You can take your time while you're saying the brachas, and add into the brachas, and add into Shemet Filo. But if you're a person that you just finished the same time that's starting Shemoneh Esrei, then it's more advisable to wait to add in all your bakashas at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, when you're saying L'Kayin Etzor. Because then, even if it'll come the same time to say Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Kedusha, at least Kadosh and Baruch, when they're saying if you're up to L'Kayin Etzor. Therefore, if your person needs the time, you're better off waiting to add all your extra bakoshes at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. But if you have no problem, you'll be finished with the Shef Tziva anyway, you have the option, either one of these three are brought down halacha. By the way, we saw yesterday about the Chokhmah of a Minyan session. Yeah. I saw yesterday the Miri says two shotim. What Minyan means, one shot he says is H, he says, for older. Second shot he said, like we said, how many Tamidim he has, how big of a congregation he has holding with him. Now the Mishnah says, V'elu Eideyim Shalot HaChogim. These are the holidays of the Goyim that we have to be careful not to do business with them. At least during the Mishnah 3 days before. So one is Kolanda, one is Ustar Nuro, one is Ukarot Taisim. V'yoyim Genusya Shemolochim. The anniversary of a king when he was appointed. That's also a date. No, the anniversary when he was appointed. There's also a chag. They make then a chag for their Avodah Zarah, that they worship the Avodah Zarah then. Therefore, Jews should not do business with him in order to encourage him to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Yom HaLeidah's birthday, the birthday of the king. The Yom HaMisa, the day the king died. So the children that take over, they celebrate the Yom HaMisa of the father. So they make a Yom Chag then. Dibur Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. But Chomer Chom say, by Misa depends. Kol Misa Shiesh Bosreifa, if when the king died, they burnt all his utensils, everything he used, they hold him for such a kodesh that they burnt everything he had, then Yesh Bavros Chavim. It means something to them, and then they'll worship the Avodah Zarah on his yard site or afterwards. But for Shem Bosreifa, if when the king died, they did not take the bother to burn all his utensils, his throne, his kelim that he used, his clothing, then Ein Bavros Chavim. Then they do not worship the Avodah Zarah, and then the Yom HaMisa's yard site is okay. A Jew would be allowed to do business with such a time. V'yom Tikalachas, the day the king takes a special haircut, or else Zakana, he cuts off his beard, trims it, Ublaroyus, that type of a trim of the hair they used to have, like an Indian they used to have. They used to have the middle hair grow long, and the sides they would trim it, so when they would take such a haircut, or else V'yom Sha'ol Avoy Min Hayam, if the king was saved and went over the ocean, or else V'yom She'yotzim Beis Hasurim, if the king was in jail, what kind of king that was, but he got released from jail, or else, it could even be maybe not only a king, could be a yachid, this could be any private guy. Sometimes the private guy, if he was in jail, and when he comes out, he makes a big simcha, and by him, his simcha is, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah. So for such a person, we're not allowed to do business with him 3 days before. If a guy makes a wedding for his son, so for sure by the wedding he's going to be worship his Avodah Zarah. Therefore, in these last cases, it's only forbidden to do business with them, to make them happy the day that they celebrate. And only that person the person that was freed from jail, the person that made it over the ocean, the person that's marrying off his son, that guy himself, you have to realize, on the yom, he got free, he makes his simcha, his happiness, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we'll do business and supply him with money or with animals, he's going to use it to worship the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we have to refrain, but only the day itself. It's not such a big simcha, it's only a private simcha, so we do not have to refrain 3 days, it's enough just the day itself.
Rashi says,
B'chol
Hanach.
What?
B'chol Hanach, only one day.
Yeah. B'chol Hanach. Omar Avchonin Bar Rova. Kalando, Ches Yom Emacha Tkufa. That comes out 8 days after the Tkufa of Teves. In the middle of the winter, the first 8 days, I don't know if it's Christmas or not, I don't know exactly then, I'm not sure, but it's 8 days after the Tkufa. Satrunya is Ches Yomim Lefnei HaTkufa. That's 8 days before the Tkufa, before the changing of the winter. V'simnecha, what's the sim that the Mishnah says, the later one first, of the Pasuk, Ocho V'kedem Sartoni. And sometimes it mentions the later one, then the earlier one first. Tana Rabbanan, we'll explain what this. Why did they pick these days to be a Chag? Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Shiro Odom Harishan, Yoim Shemismayet V'olach. Adam Rishon saw the winter becoming, and he saw the days becoming shorter and shorter. So Omar Adam said to himself, "Oy li, oy vei, shema b'shvil shasarachti, oylam choshech badi, because I did my first chet. I ate from the Eitz Hadas, maybe because of that the world is becoming black, dark, and eventually it's going to be no more day, like he sees the days are getting shorter, it's becoming darker and darker, more and more, maybe eventually it's only going to be dark, there'll be no more light at all. And the world will be destroyed again. V'zui misa she'niknas olai. And this was the death that was punished upon me. Min ha'shamayim. So Omar, he got up then, v'yoshav ches yom v'tainis. For the first 8 days of the tkufa, he started to fast. Over tefillin, started to daven. Now, kivin shiro tkufas teves. He saw tkufas teves coming. That means at the end of the winter ready. For rol yom shemarech v'hoylech. He saw the way the days started to become a little bit longer. Omar, now he understood and said, Min Hoga Shalalamu, this is the nature of the world. This is the way the world goes, that there are shorter days and longer days, winter and summer. So Holach Vyosa Shmoini Yomim Toivim. Then he went and made 8 days of Yomtif, but he felt happy now that it's not his fault, but that's the nature of the world. Lashon Acheret the next year, Awesome Lielu Lielu Yom Toivim. He made both of them Yom Toivim, like he wanted to thank Hashem. At least I'm not sure, because it's not my fault. That's the way Hashem created the world, and we see differences in the world, so he felt happy with it. Therefore he made both the 8 days before the Tkufa, and the 8 days after the Tkufa, Adam Rishon celebrated it. But he did it L'Shem Shemayim. What happened was, who kavam L'Shem Shemayim? But for him, his children afterwards, the Goyim afterwards, kavuim L'Shem Avonis Kavim. They took it also to praise their gods. That's why it became a chag for the Goyim. So Bishlei Malamandi Yom B'Tishrei Nivrom, the world was created in Tishrei. So Yom Mezuti Chosu, he was created at the end of the summer. So then, what he saw, the difference was the days coming shorter. Yom Mezuti Chosu, Yom Aricha Kapi LeChosu, but did not see the way the days were getting longer and longer. But the first born in Tishrei, that's after the long days already, and now the nights become shorter and shorter. The days become shorter and shorter. Ela Lamandi Yoma. The Nisan Nivrailo and Baruch Adam was first created in Nisan, Tivsoha Chazila Yayma Zuta, the Yayma Richa. Those days were still not the longest yet, so he saw days becoming longer and longer. So it should have been the opposite. Yayma Zuta, Yayma Richa, Devi Zuta Kulihai, the Samaritan says, Devi Zuta Kulihai Lechazi. True, he was born in Nisan. So he saw already short days, then longer, but he still never saw such short days, very short days. So it came the next winter, when Mamash said, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it was dark already, he got frightened. He knows 7 it gets dark. Now it got dark at 5 already, he thought maybe it's because of me. Tana Rabbon, Yoim Shenivru Boy Adam Rishon, the day that Adam was created, the first day, Kivan Sheshokol of Chama, when the first Shkia, that's the beginning of Shabbos, when it became nighttime, Omar, right away, Adam said to himself, "Oy li shevishvil shasarachti oylam choshech badi." Because of my avera, the world is becoming black, dark. V'yachsa oylam l'tovavon, the world will be destroyed again. V'zui misa shenik tusol amin hashemayim. Maybe this is my punishment to death that was put upon me. So Hoya Yoshu Betainis. He sat down to fast. But comes out of Shabbos, I'm not sure. Yeah, he was fasting now on Shabbos. Oh Boycha, that's why maybe it's in parentheses, if he really fasted enough, maybe. Oh Boycha started to cry. Call Allah the whole night. The Chav and his wife Chavam, Boycha Kenegda was crying also opposite him. Kivon Shalom Rashachas, and he cried the whole night. When it came the morning star came up, Omar, he saw light again, so he said, Minhoga Shalalamu, no, this is the nature of the world. This is the way Hashem created the world. So Omar, he got up and he felt happy. For Hikrib, sure, he brought a carbon to Hashem. He asked the question at Shabbos, how can it be in the Shabbos? I'm not sure. The Hikrib, sure, what? The Hikrib, sure, Shekarnov Kaidmi Leparsaisa, that its horns came out before its hooves. Like we know, the first shor that was created on Maisa Bracious, a complete. It wasn't the baby, it was complete born. So therefore, when it came out complete with its horns, and then came out this Panasoisa. The other Pasuk says, V'seitav Lashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. That he was, V'seitav Lashem, it should be good to Hashem, my par that I brought, that Makrin, its horn, was before its Mafris, before its hooves. Remember Yudam Ashmuel, Shor Shehikri Vodim Rishon, this ox, Karen Achas Hoysaloi, it was a special ox, that only had one horn, the Metzcha on its forehead. Shneimer it says, V'seitav Lashem Mishor Par Makrin. We'll soon see, it's supposed to be without the Yud. Mikarin, you could read it. Makrin, Makrin, we read it, Makrin, Tarti Mashmas, Mashmas, two horns. Om Rav Nachum Ayitzchok, Mikarin Siv, it says without the Yud. We read it, Makrin, but really it's written without the Yud, so if you read it the way it's written, it could read Mikarin, Mashmas, different, it only had one horn. What the snipsness, I'm not sure. Rav Masna, Rumi, he's like this. Om Rav Masna, Roimi, Rome, Shosu Sa Kalamdaro, V'chol HaYoretz HaSmuchas Lo, Mishtabdois Lo. The question is, in Rome, they celebrate this Chag of Kalamdaro. In Rome, that's the Chag L'Avoyd Zorah, so Jews there is not allowed to do business the 3 days before. The question is, all the neighboring cities, they are Mishubedes Lo. They're under the rule of Rome. They themselves do not have this Chag, but they're under the rule of Rome. So what's the halacha? Oysan Ayoras, these outside cities, Asura Soimoteris, is it forbidden to do business with them because they're under the rule of Rome, so if they have any gain, it's very possible they'll bring their animal or sell it to a Roman living in Rome, and eventually they'll get to the Avodah Zarah. Or maybe no, you don't have to be afraid of that. It's only also to the people in Rome itself. But outside Rome, it's like a grum or a grum. It's a gur and a gurin. You don't have to be afraid so far. So, it's a machlaikis. Asur samateris. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yomah Kalandra Asur Lakurti. It's also for everybody. Even the outside cities are also also. It's also for a Jew there to do business. Rabbi Yechon Namano and Asur El Yavdeho Bilvad. Only to the city that the actual worship, the Avodah Zarah, only in Rome itself is it forbidden to do the business. But outside Rome, it's permissible. Tono Kavos are being approved to Rabbi Yechon. It says, Alpha P. Shamru Roimi. Also saw Kalandro, the Chola Yoras Hasmuch Aslam Shibedis Law. Clearly, even though only Rome actually keeps the Chag, the outside cities do not. But they're only under the rule of Rome. He Atzma Ena Asur El Yavdeo. Still, this Chag of Kalandro is only forbidden to the people that actually worship it, to the people in Rome itself. Uvat. Now, Satanlio V'Kartusim V'Yom Genusa Shomakeyem V'Yom Shumlach by Melech. That these days, the days of the anniversary of the king. I thought that what's the next thing? Yom Shumach by Melech. I thought that's the day they actually appoint him. And I wanted the gnus of the anniversary, and Yom Shumach means the day they appoint him. So Lufon of Asa, it's also to do business the 3 days before, but Achra of Mut, for everybody holds, the 3 days afterwards is permissible. If a guy makes a wedding, he marries off his own son. It's only forbidden that one day, and only to this person that's making the mishta, it's forbidden to help him along to do business with him. Then, because of your business, he'll go and be moida to the avodah zarah. Omer Rav Ashi, Afana Namitin. We also learn like this. Some Namitinina. Tiftoni. It says in Mishnah, Yom Tegalachas Zikloi, the day he trims his beard. or Beluria, today he takes a special trim, the haircut. V'yoyim sholoboy minayam, the day that a guy is saved, he made it over the ocean. V'yoyim sheyotze boy b'beis asurim, a day that a guy was released from jail. And so that day he makes a chag, he worships his avoy the zoro. Therefore, enosse ela oisa yoyim bovad, v'yoyim soish. Says clearly it's only forbidden this one day, and only with this one guy, this one person that you know today, he's going to worship the avoy the zoro. So it's like this. It's good why the Mishnah has to say it's only forbidden this one day. To teach me that the days before or the days afterwards are permissible. Okay, that's a Kiddush. I would have thought maybe days before also he's thinking about his escape. Or days afterwards he's still happy and he'll still thank his Avodah Zarah. So he's telling me now only the day itself. Okay. They tell me it's only forbidden to do business with this one person, the Chorup Shita. Lafukimai. Well, who else? One person now was released from jail. So it's his chag. It's not the rest of the guy, and they don't celebrate it. So Pshita's only forbidden to this one person. What do you have to tell me everybody for? So my lav, isn't it? Lafuke Mishavdov. Mishavdov. It means to teach us even his avodim, the people under him, his slaves, that have to worship him, even for them it's permissible to do business. Shemamina, that's a proof that the Yom Chag is only yosa to the people that actually celebrate it, that worship the Avodah Zarah like in Rome. Only the Romans, they themselves keep this day. But the outside cities that are only mishubit to Rome, they're only under their rule, but they themselves do not keep the Chag, for them it's permissible to do business. Katie, now, Tiny one of this, tiny one of this, Rabbi Shmuel Aina, Yisrael Shabachutz Lord, a Jew that lived outside Eretz Yisrael, Oivdei Avoras Nechovim B'Tara. Sometimes he's misled, and it could be considered like he worshipped Avodah Zarah. B'Tara, he doesn't even realize he's doing anything wrong. He thinks he's doing something right, and it could come out here in America, you could be worshipping Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's applied today. I'm not sure. Case, what's the case? Oivdei Kechovim Shasasa Mishnah Lebonit. A guy makes a wedding for his son. Now, I'm not sure if this applies today. Of course, Pesach is going in connection to the Mishnah, that at that time, the guy for sure was worshipping Avodah Zarah today. Like for sure, his happy day of the wedding, he for sure is there with his Avodah Zarah worshipping him. In such a case, the Zimeh Kol Yehudim Shibiron, the mayor of this town is making a wedding. He invited everybody in the town. He invited all the Jews also. Even though they have their own mashgiach there, they have glad kosher there. The shoyes to mishlem, they have kedem wines there. They have their own OU wines. They have their own waiters taking care of them. No bishlakum. And I midlifneim, they have their own tables. Still, since they're by this simcha, that the guy himself, the bala simcha, is worshiping the avodah zarah here. And so, Malaleim Akos, the Pasuk puts upon them, Kilu Ochlo Mizivcha Meisim, it's still as if you yourself ate from the korban, from this Zevach that the Goy brought. Shinemet says, the Korwa Lecho, they will call to you, Masha, they will invite you to the Chasno, V'yachalta Mizivcha, and you'll eat from the Zevach. So, could be, right. It's not brought down clearly there, he had an Avodah Zarah there, but could be. The Yemen Morris says, maybe the Pasuk only means, Ad the Yochel, maybe only if they eat from the Korban. See, it's Mashmeh that we're talking about that they brought a Korban. I don't know if it applies today. So maybe it's only if they eat from the Korban. Or Marobo, in Cana, so, Neymar Krov Yochaltim Izimchoy. Let the Pasuk say right away, you're eating from their Korban, their Avodah Zarah. My, what does the Pasuk start off with the words, the Korah Lechor, Mashma Mishas Kriya, from the invitation alone? The fact you're invited, the invitation itself, once you attend such an affair, that they're bringing Avodah Zarah is there, they're bringing Korban is there, it's Malolo Kilu, you yourself ate from the Korban. Hilkach, therefore, Kol Tlosin Yoimin, 30 days, Rashi.